You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to bring in Joe Trezza of MLB.com. Joe, Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn here with you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to start off with this article you had written about the most popular player in the UK. It makes me wonder if we're going to have, once things get back to normal, some puddle jumpers coming over checking out a ton of games, but it's Anthony Santander. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of Orioles fans will remember there was a game 2 years ago in August against the Blue Jays where Anthony Santander kind of, he kind of became this overnight sensation with a bunch of visiting young fans from the United Kingdom. They were part of the British Scout Organization. There was some, national kind of convention in West Virginia. And next thing you know, 4,000 British scouts and their parents and their adult volunteers, they attended a game at Oriole Park, and they sat in the left field stands, and they just became enamored with Anthony Santander when he was doing very routine things like catching fly balls and waving at them and throwing them baseballs in between the inning. And it kind of became this overnight sensation, this viral thing. And, lo and behold, there's this kind of growing, burgeoning baseball fan base across the pond. And Anthony Santander kind of became like an odd face of that. And it was just interesting to kind of look back on that day from almost 2 years ago now and kind of chronicle how much the game has grown in kind of a grassroots way in Europe, especially in England. And it's funny because Anthony Santander, although he's emerged as kind of, like a legitimate run producer for the Orioles and part of their building blocks for their rebuild, still maintains kind of a low profile, fan-wise here in the States. But across the pond, there are some very fervent, very very passionate Anthony Santander fans, and it all kind of stems back to this one random day 2 years ago at Oriole Park. And it's just kind of a wholesome, feel-good story, especially for a time where baseball's about to come back. It kind of highlighted the enthusiasm for the game, not only here, but worldwide.
Hey, Ed, I just realized how much of a jackass I sound like, because to convince myself to say Santander, for some reason, every time I do it, instead of saying Santander, it comes out Anthony instead of Anthony. And as I'm listening to Joe has it down. And I do it every time. And I'm like, what the hell did I just say? So sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I remember Anthony's day. It was a fun day in the outfield. I remember that day very well. Hey, Joe, one of the things since we weren't able to go to spring training, one of the questions I would always ask players is biggest surprise. Like, who came back? Like, a couple of years, obviously more than a few now, like Manny came back looking like he was in the weight room all offseason. And then like 2 years ago, everyone was talking about John Means. Like, wow, he's really, there's a lot of pop in the glove there in the catcher's mitt. And somebody stood out that you didn't expect or something. Is there anything like that this spring training?
It was harder to get a read on that kind of stuff in terms of, like, physicality. Because, we weren't in the clubhouse either, and we weren't on the backfield either. So we were kind of observing everybody from a distance and kind of just talking to people through interviews and taking their word for it. But, like last year, for example, Chris Davis showed up, and he was obviously bigger. I mean, you could tell.
Like
he
Chris
just
Davis
stood next
again.
To him, and he was a different size than he was, 6 months prior. We kind of didn't get that read this year because our access was limited, just like everybody else's. But along those lines, I remember early in the spring it being a story that DJ Stewart had cut some weight. He was somebody that the Orioles felt needed to, and he wanted to increase his flexibility and mobility in the outfield. Unfortunately for him and for the team, he hasn't really gotten a chance to show that because he got hurt very, very early in Great League play. despite kind of a hot start at the plate, still hasn't returned. But to answer the spirit of your question, I would say for me anyway, maybe surprise isn't the right word, but positive development health-wise is Trey Mancini, just because nobody really knew what to expect from him, and there hasn't been any kind of hurdle or setback whatsoever in his recovery from stage 3 colon cancer. And so when you talk about physicality, when you talk about durability, when you talk about body stuff, you know, that kind of stands out to me because it looks like now a year after his very shocking diagnosis, he's going to return to being an everyday player again without really any qualms.
Talking to Joe Trezza, MLB.com. Give me your thoughts on the new facility they're building in the DR and what this could do for the Orioles down the line.
I think it's an example of another investment that Mike Elias and this new front office has kind of promised since they took over. And it's also another example of them kind of playing catch-up in this area. You know, we've seen a lot of it with since Elias has come in. They rebuilt the analytics department, and it took a while to just get them to a point where they played catch-up with the rest of the league, and then they could try to innovate, and then they could try to, try to see where the next curve is or where the next step is for them to kind of beat other teams. This is along those lines. The Orioles have been at like a kind of pedestrian Dominican Academy for a while. They haven't really ever needed to use it as a recruiting tool because they haven't really done much recruiting in the area. A new state-of-the-art facility that models the Indians facility. Now the Indians are known as kind of a model small mid-market team that's able to recruit in Latin America and turn a lot of those signings into stars at the big league level. So the Orioles use their facility as a model that's going to be a recruiting tool. And the more that they invest in the market and the more you see seven-figure bonuses handed out, like to a shortstop like Michael Hernandez, who I don't know if people saw, but I tweeted out a video of yesterday. He's a really exciting young prospect. Samuel Basayo, who's a switch-hitting catcher, they gave $1.3 million to this last signing period. So the more stuff like that, the more word of mouth kind of travels with stuff like that, the more they get a reputation in Latin America as a viable team to sign with, as a team with opportunity, as a team that's serious about their operations there, the better it will be for them long term. And I think that this new academy, the plans for it, is really just an extension of that. Now it'll be a few years before they get it off the ground, but in their eyes, it was a necessary improvement to make and a fairly sizable investment, especially as people are asking, you know, where is some of this money that isn't being spent at the big league level going towards? There is an argument to be made that it's going towards these long-term plans in infrastructure, and this is one example of that.
Hey, Joe, I got an important question. Are you from Brooklyn?
I am, yeah. Does it show?
Where?
Williamsburg.
Oh, really? Cool. I'm a native. That's what I was asking. I just happen to always like to find, somebody from home because then I usually get into my Mets talk, but we'll leave that alone right now.
I swear when I do interviews that aren't this early in the morning, I can hide the accent a little better, but I don't know. It's out of my control right now.
Yeah, well, I picked up such a strong Dundalk accent. I don't know. People have no idea.
Look, you too.
One thing, you're covering the Orioles now for a while. Now that you see the academy and the analytics department being built up, are you surprised how far behind we were with the rest of MLB? Because you were like, we're all like the end of the frog in the pot of boiling water here where I didn't know everyone else was doing this to that extent. Or did you know already?
I was surprised when I first jumped on the beat that I got hired pretty much 2 weeks after Mike Elias got hired for his job. So kind of came in around the same time. And before I started focusing on the Orioles pretty heavily, I wasn't really aware. It was kind of a badly kept secret throughout the industry. But it's been something that has been going on for so long that people really didn't talk about it all that much anymore because it's not like, Latin American stars are a new concept in the game, and it's not like investment in that market is something that's novel or revolutionary. This is something that's been going on for a long time, and the Orioles just really hadn't been players in that area for a variety of reasons. And so, yeah, it was a bit surprising to me, especially when you watch the team from afar and they've had, you know, Hispanic stars and they've had international amateurs that grow up to be stars. You just kind of don't realize that they're not the ones developing them. Or if they are developing them, they're not the ones who are originally acquiring them. And, you know, this was really something for Mike Elias to come in and point to that was really simple. If the question was how do we get back, you know, how do we rebuild and how do we set a foundation for like consistent long-term success, he really had something to point to that everybody else was doing but the Orioles. They were the only exception. And if you look at the most successful teams in the league, the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers, you know, they do this stuff extremely well and they invest in it extremely heavily. So, yeah, to answer your question, I was a bit surprised. And while all these are good headlines for this front office and steps, you know, in a positive direction, we also need to keep in mind that they are kind of just like kind of catching up with the rest of the league in a lot of ways. And this is one of them.
Well, big ups to Brooklyn. Joe Trezza joining us here, MLB.com. Check out his latest article about Anthony Santander. I finally get it right. I don't know why the hell I developed that. And I catch myself all the time, like, why did you say it that way? But anyway, neither here nor there. Joe, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you as always, man.
Don't worry. I did the same thing for like the first year after we found out that that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. So it's natural. Thanks for the time, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.